Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Time for a little Blackhawks talk. And good morning, Coach Jeremy Colleton. Hi, Jeremy.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good. Before I turn things over to Dave Bennett, I wanted to ask you something. I actually thought about this during the Super Bowl when they showed some old clips of head coach Hank Stram with a suit and tie on the sidelines. And you're nattily dressed all the time, Jeremy. Does the league make you wear a suit and tie? Wouldn't you like to just, go more casual? Wouldn't that be more comfortable for you?
I'm not sure what the rules are, but I think it's just custom. But I don't know if there is actually a rule or not, what you're allowed to wear on the bench. But there's something to be said for tradition.
Well, you always look like one of the best-dressed people around. So
you're kind.
There is that. And let's go to the sports questioning now. Dave?
Well, remember when Connie Mack used to manage, he would manage in a suit in baseball. So
yeah.
Traditions do change sometimes.
Yes, they do.
Jeremy, next five on the road starting, and it's kind of an odd road trip where you get back-to-back Sundays playing in Winnipeg with three other games in between, but they're all against teams that are in the playoff picture in the West. So does this kind of ratchet up the importance of this trip, facing teams that you're battling for playoff position?
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. All five games are going to be huge ramifications for where we're going to fit in, and certainly we can set ourselves up with a really good trip. But we got some confidence in our game, and even when I thought the last two games we haven't played our best, we found a way to get points. We got some great goaltending, scored at key times. Not a lot of offense, but we found a way to keep the puck out of our net, and we scored key goals to allow ourselves to get points. And now it's an important week coming up.
Points in 12 of your last 16 games, I believe, five straight on the road. Obviously a tough one the other night, though. You did get the point. But when you get a tough call go against you like the one on Wednesday, how do you keep it from lingering with your guys?
Yeah, well, I think we got to, as a staff, set a tone that we're moving on. And that's we get help from the leadership group. Obviously, they've been around. They know we got to deal with what's important now, and what's important now is preparing for the trip and preparing for a really big game Sunday. We got 2 days of practice here to work on some habits and make sure our game's in a great spot to do that preparation. I'm not feel pretty good that we're going to be ready to compete on game day, but right now it's all the focus is on preparing.
Your goaltending has been terrific all year, but it almost seems lately like it's even gone up a notch. And maybe did it take you some time to kind of develop a feel when you're playing two high-level goaltenders as you have been, to kind of get a feel for when to play, when to give a guy a night off, when to play the other guy in back-to-back games, that sort of thing?
Yeah, we've been working on it all year. I think we, from the beginning, decided that those back-to-backs, we're going to split all of them, and I think that's worked for us, even when one guy's playing well and kind of not, shutting the door on the other guy. That back-to-back situation has allowed us to get that guy a game, and then often we get a response and really good play. And so that's been really good, and we're going to need it. The goaltending has been a huge part of the success we have had, and we're going to need it to continue.
Coach, what's the latest on the injury report?
Nothing really. I mean, Boakvist is day to day. We'll see how he is today. Obviously, yesterday was off, but other than that, no change. So, I think overall we're relatively healthy, which is that's nice. And all teams deal with some sort of injuries, so we'll be no different.
When you get a night off like last night, and the teams that you're battling are playing, are you constantly watching the scoreboard? You had a couple of teams that jumped ahead of you last night in the standings, or is that at this point, it's everything's going to change night to night, so you can't get too caught up in it?
Yeah, definitely. You can't get caught up in it. Ultimately, we got to win our games. It's not to say you don't watch a couple. So, you know, I watched a couple of the games. Just first of all, we're playing Winnipeg, so you look at that game, and then also, you know, any of the games that are interesting as far as the scores, and you know, of course we look at the standings. But as you said, you can't get too high or too low based on the results. The help we're going to get is from ourselves getting points.
Blackhawks coach Jeremy Colliton, thanks for the time this morning, Jeremy. Hope you guys have a great weekend.
Thanks a lot. Take care, guys.